Morning, boys. Have any prayer requests this morning?
Brother David in Columbia.
Right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and just want to thank you for all your many blessings and thank you for the sunshine and the cooler weather. Thank you for allowing us all here to gather. And Lord, just ask that you open our hearts to hear your word this morning, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you be with Uncle David as he travels and just bring him back safe and just bless us as we gather here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Chapter 28, I believe. Is that correct? Heading here says the lawful and the lawless. In verse 1, an ungodly man flees when no one is pursuing, but a righteous man is confident as a lion. You know, if you ever, somebody, when somebody does something they're not supposed to, that says an ungodly man flees when no one is pursuing, they're fleeing from their conscience. They know they shouldn't have done what they've done, and they spend all their time looking back over their shoulder, make sure nobody's watching them do what they know they aren't supposed to be doing. If you ever have to look over your shoulder when you're doing something, you probably shouldn't be doing it. Condemnations arise because of the sins of the ungodly, but an astute man quenches them. A bold man harasses the poor with ungodliness as a driving and unprofitable rain. So those who forsake the law praise ungodliness, but those who love the law surround themselves with the wall. Evil men do not understand judgment, but those who seek the Lord shall understand it in everything. A poor man walking in the truth is better than a rich liar. A wise son keeps the law, but he who cherishes luxury dishonors his father. He who increases his wealth with usury and unjust gains gathers it for him who shows mercy to the poor. He who turns away his ear so as not to hear the law, he also makes his prayer repulsive. He who leads upright men astray in an evil way, he shall fall into destruction. And lawless men shall pass by good things, but they shall not enter into them. A rich man is wise in his own eyes, but a poor man shall disapprove of his thoughts. Great glory arises because of the help of the righteous, but in places of the ungodly men are profited. He who hides his own ungodliness shall not prosper, but he who leads his own rebuttal shall be loved. Blessed is the man who shall be discreet in all things because of godly fear, but the man who hardens his heart shall fall into evils. A hungry lion and a thirsty wolf is he who, being poor, tyrannizes over poor people. A king in need of revenues is a great oppressor, but he who hates unrighteousness shall live a long time. He who becomes surety for a man charged with murder shall be a fugitive and unsafe. Instruct your son, he shall love you, and he shall give honor to your soul, lest he follow a lawless people. He who walks righteously shall be helped, but he who walks in crooked ways shall be entangled therein. He who works his own land shall be satisfied with bread, but he who pursues leisure shall be filled with poverty. There, 21. Basically saying, if you want to eat, you need to work. You need to. He who works his own land shall be satisfied with bread, and those who just kind of want to leisure around and be lazy, you know, they're going to be poor and they're going to be hungry. verse 22. A trustworthy man shall be blessed in many things, but an evil man shall not go unpunished. He who does not respect righteous people is not good. Such a man will sell another for a morsel of bread. An envious man hastens to be rich, but does not know that a merciful man shall have the mastery over him. He who reproves a man's ways shall have more grace than he who flatters him. He who casts off his father or mother and thinks he does not sin, he is the accomplice of an ungodly man. A greedy man judges rashly, but he who trusts in the Lord shall be careful. He who trusts in an arrogant heart, such a man is without discernment, but he who walks in wisdom, such a man shall be saved. He who gives to the poor shall not be in want, but he who turns away his eye from them shall be in much distress. The righteous lament in the places of the ungodly, but in their destruction the righteous shall be increased. There's a lot in there about the lawful and the lawless. Yeah. Any questions? For next week, I want you to memorize verse 1 for the younger boys. Just remember, an ungodly man flees when no one is pursuing, but a righteous man is confident as a lion. I want you to memorize that this week. And older boys, just pick a verse out of 28 and memorize it and tell us what stood out to you about it.
Last week we were supposed to memorize a poem. The future lies before you like a field of driven snow. Be careful how you tread it, for every step will show.
The future lies before you like a field of driven snow. Be careful how you tread it, for every step will show.
The future lies before you like a field of driven snow. Be careful how you tread it, for every step will show.
The future lies before you like a field of driven snow. Be careful how you tread it, for every step will show.
Proverbs 27, verse 23. A lawless man seeks evil things, but an upright man seeks knowledge. And a lawless man is without laws, and he just goes after evil things. But an upright man seeks knowledge and truth. And so we need to be like the second part and be upright and seek knowledge and learn.
Proverbs 27, verse 18. Whoever plants a fig tree will eat its fruit, and whoever guards his own mouth will be honored. And I thought of he who guards his own mouth. It's kind of like whoever goes around saying whatever he thinks all the time. Nobody's really going to listen to him. But so you should be quiet until you have something really good to say, and then people will want to listen to you.
Proverbs 27, verse 14. Whoever blesses a friend early in the morning with a loud voice, he will not seem different from he who curses him, from one who curses him. And if someone's blessing you with a loud voice, he's probably just flattering you. And he might tell the next person the opposite. And it doesn't seem like there'd be many occasions to bless the person early in the morning, but
Proverbs 27, verse 20. Hades and destruction are not satiated. In like manner, the eyes of men are unsatiable. It's like Hades and destruction are not ever quenched, and men, they're their eyes are there never quenched.
Verse 15, continuous dripping on a rainy day drives a man from his house. In like manner, a contentious woman drives a man from his own house. And Daddy said that last night when he was going to bed, he was about to go to sleep and he just hear this dripping sound. And every time he'd be about to go to sleep, so he had to get up and went out and was looking for it, but didn't end up finding it. But that way a woman can be her husband.
Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron, and a man sharpens the contents of his friend. And what it's saying is, a friend just helps his, whenever his friend needs help, he sharpens him and gives him strength and encouragement whenever he needs it.
Proverbs 27:29. My son, you have many strong sayings from me, for your life and for the life of your servants. So we should really pay attention to what our parents say, and that can really affect our lives.
Proverbs 27:24. If you should whip a man without discernment in the presence of the council to shame him, you would not remove his lack of discernment. And that you can't just whip someone and make them get wise. They have to be seeking wisdom.
Proverbs 27:25. Know thoroughly the souls of your sheep, and you will set your heart on the flocks. And just thinking, you just need to know the Bible and know what you're saying before you can go out and start telling everybody stuff.
I don't know what happened, but I got Proverbs chapter 27, verse 20 as well, like Jaden got, so I'll just say what I was going to say. Hades and destruction are not satiated. In like manner, the eyes of men are also insatiable. And I was just thinking, to me that means lust of the eyes is anything that would lure us or tempt us, like pride, anything like that. It's like a fire, and if we try to satisfy it by feeding it, it'll just get bigger. And also, it's kind of like a pit. If we try to fill it, or it's a bottomless pit, if we try to fill it, it'll never be filled. Then I thought about a fire and how if we go through a fire, it can try us and we can come out of the other side a better man. And it's kind of like, you know, we go through this world and then we struggle and there's things that are tempting us, but they're making us stronger. And so that was a blessing to me.